Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and SUNY Chairman H. Carl McCall announced an agreement on Thursday on the future of Brooklyn's financially troubled Long Island College Hospital. It would resolve litigation over the property and ensure that health care is provided there going forward. In a statement, Cuomo said today's agreement's a victory for all parties involved. It paves the way for putting a long-term sustainable health care facility in place for the residents of Brooklyn. The State University of New York Board oversees the hospital, and it's been trying to close it and sell it. In his previous office as public advocate, Mayor Bill de Blasio joined other opponents in litigation to halt the sale. Under the agreement announced, an expedited bidding process will be used to find a new owner. The deal must be approved by SUNY trustees and by the court. Bidders will be required to offer medical care at the site, but it was not immediately clear whether they would have to run a full-service hospital, as community activists have demanded. A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit challenging the NYPD's broad surveillance of Muslims in New Jersey. In a summary 10-page opinion and without oral argument, the case was dismissed for lack of standing and because the court considered plaintiffs' claims of discrimination from surveillance not plausible. Bahar Azmi is legal director with the Center for Constitutional Rights.
It is head in the sand circularity. What the court said was we weren't surveilling them because they were Muslim. We're surveilling them because we were looking for Muslims. And that's a distinction without a difference, despite the sort of legal nicety of the court put on it. And it's the same legal rationale that justified the internment of Japanese Americans in World War II, precisely the same rationale. And that's what's so dangerous about this decision.
Plaintiffs are stunned and hurt by the decision. Rather than acknowledging harm done to Muslims through NYPD surveillance, the court blamed the Associated Press for documenting and reporting on surveillance at mosques, restaurants, schools, and Muslim student associations.
The plaintiffs found out that they were being surveilled only after the AP uncovered the illegal spying program. And so the court, in I think a strange logic, said they weren't harmed by the NYPD. They were harmed by the disclosure of the secret program by the AP, and so they don't have legal standing to sue the NYPD. And that's wrong. It's not journalists who injured them. It's the NYPD who injured our plaintiffs.
After more than a decade in operation, the surveillance program hasn't produced a single lead on terrorist activity. The Center for Constitutional Rights, along with Muslim advocates, intend to appeal the decision. Another suit is pending against NYPD Muslim surveillance in New York City. Singer-songwriter James Taylor is starring in a television ad for an environmental group urging viewers to challenge efforts to allow fracking in the state.
Hi, this is James Taylor. I grew up in North Carolina, and from Murphy to Manio, it is one of the most beautiful states in the nation. I'm concerned that big oil and gas are pushing the governor and the legislature to allow reckless fracking. Fracking is dirty and it's dangerous. It can poison drinking water. Chemicals in fracking fluid are known to cause cancer. Carolina's always in my mind, so please join me and let's stand up to fracking. Thank you.
The distance between shale gas reserves and drinking water in North Carolina is less than a half mile in some areas, and it could impact water supplies for an estimated 2.4 million people. There's a victory for guest workers. A former owner of a McDonald's franchise will pay out a six-figure settlement after subjecting student guest workers to sub-minimum wage, unpaid overtime, overpriced company housing, and threats.
Unidos en la lucha, no nos moverán.
Unidos en la lucha, no nos moverán.
The settlement by the U.S. Department of Labor includes $205,977 in damages and back pay to 291 workers, the majority of whom landed at McDonald's under the State Department's J-1 visa program for cultural exchange. 15 of those workers drew international attention and support after mounting a strike in the spring, and they held rallies around the country like this one at Times Square.
We came to the USA
for a cultural exchange.
For a cultural exchange.
And to work at McDonald's.
And to work at McDonald's.
Instead, we were exploited.
Instead, we were exploited.
We paid $2,000.
We paid $2,000.
To live in a basement. We were not paid overtime.
Let's go outside now.
The J-1 student guest workers are members of the National Guest Worker Alliance. They said the settlement's a victory for the workers' rights movement, but more must be done to prevent similar indiscretions at franchises across the country. Closer to home, Mayor Bill de Blasio, who held a news conference this week about traffic safety, was spotted by a CBS camera crew sitting in the front of an SUV which was speeding, running through two stop signs and not signaling when changing lanes. The mayor was returning to City Hall after a news conference in Queens on battling potholes. The SUVs were driven by members of the NYPD on de Blasio's security team. The NYPD released a statement saying the drivers received specialized training in terms of maintaining the mayor's security while driving. De Blasio can expect plenty of questions about this at his next news conference. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.